Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. China today cut interest rates, and Japan warned it was sliding deeper into a recession, encroaching steadily on the global economy, closing factories and throttling trade. The People's Bank of China announced its fifth cut in lending rates since mid-September. Underlying the scale of problems facing the world's fourth largest economy and the only major one that is still growing. The cost of one-year bank loans in China fell to 5.31% from 5.58%, while the benchmark one-year deposit rate fell to 2.25% from 2.52%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 85.83 is up 4.70. The NASDAQ at 1550.46 is down 13.86, while the S&P 500 at 883.64 is down 4.24 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're just one phone call away from AM 580's commodity market analysis. Our new market analyst portal keeps you informed with daily updates. Dial 217-333-3434 to get future quotes from the opening and closing bells and commodity analysis from our on-air brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Those are central times. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is AM 580. Well, it's not AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Dave Kieser, actually. It is Meteorologist Scott Althoff. He's in the studio today. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you very much. When in Argentina, today's forecast offers limited rainfall for Argentina over the next few days. Any rain that occurs early this week will be mostly confined to the northeastern cotton areas and only a few grain and oilseed production areas. The next more organized rain will be during the weekend, but that event looks weak and unlikely to provide enough rain for lasting change in soil moisture. Therefore, the odds are good that most of the nation will be dry again this week. Only La Pampa and southern Cordoba will have ample moisture to support long-term crop development. The best rain slate event for the next couple weeks will be toward the end of the year, which time coverage may get back to as high as this past weekend, but with the inconsistency in computer models, we'll have to watch that rather closely. The bottom line is not much has changed for Argentina, and only partial relief from the driest conditions occurring over the weekend and restricted rainfall in the coming week. That puts considerable pressure on next week's New Year's storm to provide adequate relief to get crops back to normal development. In Brazil, southern Brazil's best opportunity for rain may not occur until the first week of January. Prior to that time, there'll be a few showers and a few thunderstorms periodically, but resulting rainfall may not be well distributed. A few showers will occur Tuesday through Thursday of this week, but most of those will be light, offering temporary improvement to topsoil moisture. A few other showers and thunderstorms are likely in the interior south toward the end of the year, leaving Rio Grande do Sul without much rain. The rain event of the December 30th to January second time frame may be great enough to produce rain in all areas of the south with sufficient amounts to induce more significant improvement in topsoil moisture. But confidence isn't very high at this time. The bottom line is there will be improving opportunities for rain in southern Brazil as time moves forward during this next couple of weeks. But a widespread significant rain event will likely elude the region for a while, and brief bouts of rain that come from scattered showers will have to be good enough for crops over the next 10 days. It's very important to keep dryness in southern Brazil. In perspective, no area is exceptionally dry except western Rio Grande do Sul, and it will probably get temporary leaf this week. Most of Brazil has good crop conditions, although there is need for greater sunshine and warmer temperatures in other parts of the nation. In the U.S. Midwest, a blast of Arctic air brought bitter cold temperatures to the Midwest over the weekend. Lowest temperatures this morning dropped to the middle to negative 20s and negative teens Fahrenheit in the Dakotas. In central and northern Minnesota, lows from Nebraska to Wisconsin were negative single digits with some negative teens, while temperatures dropped below zero from eastern Kansas through central Illinois and northern Indiana. Some poorly established winter wheat from central Missouri to southern Indiana and Kentucky may have been adversely impacted by the cold. The region experienced temperatures down to zero and did not have much snow cover. No crop damage was suspected in well-established wheat fields, but some were not well-established when dormancy settled in those areas that may have suffered a little damage. No assessments of damage will be possible prior to the spring, and the cold will abate Tuesday and today and Tuesday with no temperatures nearly as cold, at least for the next week to 10 days. Snow fell the weekend in the Dakotas to Michigan with amounts of 3 to 7 inches. The next winter storm will affect the Midwest tonight and bring a wintry mix of precipitation into a large portion of the region tonight into Wednesday. Much of the Northwest Corn Belt will see light snow, with the heaviest snow expected from the Kansas to Wisconsin parts of Michigan, where 2 to 6 inches are likely, and local amounts over 8 inches expected. A wintry mix of freezing rain, sleet, and snow will fall over the southern areas of the heaviest snow. Moisture totals will be a third of an inch to an inch in the eastern Corn Belt, with local amounts over 1.25 inches, and with totals of a tenth to four-tenths an inch from Kansas to Wisconsin. Light showers will bring rain to parts of the lower Midwest and snow portions of the northern Midwest Thursday before the next significant storm system affects the Midwest Friday into Saturday. And that looks like a real wet one as well. Many areas could see well over 1 inch of liquid equivalent. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 583, unchanged, last trade up a half. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 565 and a half, up 2 1/4. Last trade down 1 1/2. July, 586, down 1 3/4. Last trade down 1 1/4. December, 627, down 3 1/4. Last trade up a half. March corn opened at 380, down 3/4. Last trade up 2. July, $4.75, down 1/4. Last trade up 4. December, 424.5, down 1/2. Last trade up 3. January beans opened at 872.5, up 4 1/4. Last trade up 15. March, 877, up 4.5. Last trade up 15 3/4. July, $9, up 5. Last trade up 14.5. November of 2009, $9.5, up 1.5. Last trade up 16. January soybean meal opened at 268.70, up 120. Last trade up 320. January soybean oil opened at 30.88, up 28. Last trade up 58. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I don't suppose there's too many traders in Kansas City and Chicago. What's going to happen today?
Oh, when you get thin markets like this, sometimes you can do some fairly erratic stuff, but it feels like we want to try and hold the upside. I'm actually somewhat impressed with the energy market. When we saw the expiration of the January crude oil on Friday, I was wondering what the Fed would do here today, and so far it's holding its own. The stock market's trading moderately higher, I mean, just above unchanged on the stock market. So, I mean, you've got enough stuff out here that I wouldn't be surprised to see a little buying come back in here. We had a decent week last week, and I think you might see a little follow-up to that here today is my thought. So I'm going to go with a 2 to 4 better corn market. I think beans may be 15 to 20 better on a little bit more attention to the concerns about weather down in South America. There's some areas that are still a little bit on the dry side. They did get some rain over the weekend, but it sounds like not enough from what our guys are telling us. So I think there may be a little support out here. The outside markets, again, are still going to be something we're going to watch pretty closely, Dave.
Do you think that traders are just mentally exhausted after the last 6 months and may want to just sort of catch their breath over the next couple of weeks?
I'm guessing that it'll be fairly thin as far as trade goes, that people will back off a little bit. Did you notice that Minneapolis is expanding their hours, going to 1:30 instead of 1:15?
I did see that.
That's kind of interesting, too. I have to wonder how long it takes for the rest of the markets do the same thing. And we just go to like we're trading the energy market.
And, of course, that's now electronic because open outcry ended on Friday.
That's correct. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm.
So firmer on the day to start off with, and I'm going to assume that we're going to have a fairly decent day today, mm-hmm. as long as something dramatic doesn't happen in our outside markets today.
Okay, quickly then over on CME Livestock, please.
The livestock market's trying to see if it can turn the corner. I still look for these hogs to make a run. They're in a sideways pattern right now, and I tend to think that we're going to try and bounce up and make a decent run at it. I'm in the camp of owning some call options in the hogs and being ready to sell any kind of rally that we get out here. Cattle market is still in somewhat of a downtrend. It's still got a little work to do. You need to get February's up above 89 before I think that trend is turned, but I also think it's going to get turned around here, and I'm looking for some upside down the road here in the livestocks.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.